Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
It's not a joke. You got to take the Lions seriously now. At your own peril, you poked fun at the Lions. Now, seriously, when do you ever need to poke a lion? That's not a good idea, like, regardless. But now you can't poke the NFL Lions because you might lose a hand. And
we're going to bite a kneecap off.
A kneecap. Ooh, speaking of kneecap, right back to Brooks Koepka I go. If you guys missed that story earlier, maybe that's what happened. Oh my, why didn't we connect these dots? If you missed it, it was at last hour, I think. We were relaying the story that Brooks Koepka so generously shared with us before, actually it was after, his round on Thursday. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, I had a mishap at my home. I slipped, I fell, I dislocated my kneecap, I shattered my knee. I decided, oh, I'll just put it back in place. And in doing that, I tore some ligaments. We now know why he's not revealing what actually happened. They bit his kneecaps. That's what happened. The Lions bit his kneecaps. It all makes sense now. Oh my gosh. I said I was never going to tell that story again. We were never going to speak of it again. And here I am. It's because Dan Campbell loves kneecaps.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
See, that's exactly what happened. The pieces are all fitting together now.
That's clickbait.
Dan Campbell bit.
speaking of clickbait, we're going to get to that because some of the answers that we got on our question for last night's show, you are absolutely not going to believe. But here's a question that maybe has an answer, maybe doesn't. How can I possibly shovel a half a bag of popcorn into my mouth in 4 minutes? Am I the only one who can do that?
No, that's doable.
Manny was in there. Like, he knows because he can't be doing it while he's running the board. I guess Jay, he's feeling very nonchalant. Manny and I have no popcorn left. We just ate a third to a half a bag of popcorn each because Jay doesn't have much. No, I didn't take any off your plate. We shoveled it in. It's gone. Our popcorn's gone. All that's left are a few seeds, a few kernels, and salt.
Yum. I did finish my first batch, if you will.
Your first batch?
My first round.
Your first round? All I know is that Manny and I did not talk during the commercial break. You were out doing something else because we were just shoveling popcorn in. There's no time for conversation when there's popcorn with movie theater butter. No time for conversation.
And salt. Locker salt.
Manny, what have you learned on the last week of training here on After Hours? Give us a few observations. What have you learned besides how to run the board? What have you learned?
Not to fall for any of the Aaron Rodgers stories.
There you go. No Aaron Rodgers clickbait.
And, I already knew that Dan Campbell enjoys biting kneecaps off, but it's good to know that the Lions are going to...
They are.
Going to do
all
something.
All of that.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
Perhaps do that.
Yeah. So I'm actually was referring to not so much sports knowledge because I was referring more to what did you learn about us as a show, about this particular CBS Sports Radio offering, anything?
Yeah, we could grab a beer one day.
One day. Yeah. Just one day.
One day.
That's it.
One singular day.
That's all you get, Jay.
Just one beer. One beer.
One beer one day.
Yeah. So in other words, you go to a baseball game with us, we'll do one beer one day. That's it. Never again.
Then you go into the other section.
It's up to Jay, though. Jay, is he invited to our baseball game with us? Huh. I don't want you to put you on the spot.
Are you buying that beer or?
Not at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Well,
$100 each.
I guess Manny can come.
You guess?
Yeah,
he's passed the ringing endorsement vibe check. Right there. Ringing endorsement.
Did you hear that? I passed the vibe check, bruh.
Jay, never talk like that again. I don't. That's just not your thing.
The vibe check?
The vibe check, bruh.
I didn't say that.
Do you have popcorn in your mouth right now?
No. I'm clear.
I actually managed to avoid what? Oh, it happened with the jelly beans last week, right? Where I didn't realize how close we were to going back on the air. And I popped probably 8 jelly beans in my mouth all at the same time, which is ill-advised at any juncture. And whoops, the music ran out. There I was with 8 half-eaten jelly beans in my mouth and had no choice but to talk with jelly beans in my mouth.
Yeah, but jelly beans are elite, so.
It wasn't pretty. Do we still have those jelly beans?
Yeah, we do.
What is wrong with me right now? We ate movie theater, I'm not pregnant, movie theater butter popcorn, fudge brownie M&Ms, soda, and now I want jelly beans?
We got jelly beans. I got Twizzlers.
You're a bad influence on me. That's what's happening right now.
I'd never offer
you're
any of these.
You're a bad influence. Well, technically, they're mine.
I guess, yeah, if you want to get technical.
But what is going on with me? I feel like as though I could be a bottomless pit, but usually that's Jay's role.
I'm a football coach. I'm not a doctor.
It's got to be a vacation Friday.
It is. As we round into a Friday in April, not only is it Good Friday, it's also Passover week. It's spring break coming up for a lot of people next week. And I'm trying to keep the giddiness to a negligible level, but it's not happening. It's not. So I'll just let you know that's what you're in for these next 2 hours is some giddiness that's spilling out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Every time I look up, it's Brooks Koepka on the screen. And every single time I look up, all I can think of is his foot pointing the wrong way. Why would he ever tell anyone that? Why would you ever tell anyone that?
Why would you try to pop it back in? I can't get over it. What are you thinking?
We can't decide if that means you're tough or stupid or a combination of both.
Yeah, I'm really not sure.
But the worst part is that he then tore ligaments, making the whole thing much worse for himself.
That's why I lean towards stupid. But it is, like, impressive because I would never have think just to pop. Like, that's pretty badass. I don't know.
No, I would never think to pop it back in either. I would not be thinking at all, really. I'd probably be in shock from the pain of dislocating and shattering my kneecap. I really feel like we need to find this audio. Apparently, he dropped it on reporters right after. We can hear it in Brooks Koepka's own words. All right, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Yes, we did give you a rundown on our snacks, because why not? Maybe the power of suggestion. They do that at movie theaters, you know. At movie theaters, they show you these high-def motion videos of the soda being poured into the cup and then spilling everywhere. It looks so pretty.
Mesmerizing.
It's mesmerizing. And then the popcorn's breathtaking. Mm-hmm. It's spilling out of the container, out of either the box or sometimes it's an envelope. It's spilling out of that.
The candy's just glistening.
The candy is beautiful. The most vibrant colors of candy you've ever seen. And then, it's available at your movie theater snack counter. And they put it up there for a good 10 minutes, and there's no way you can avoid it.
Oh, they know what they're doing.
It's the power of suggestion. Speaking of that, this is, again, off the beaten path, but I have to tell you what happened with producer Jay earlier on Thursday. Jay loves food. I don't think that's a surprise. Jay loves snack food. That's definitely not a surprise. Jay also loves to watch movies, which is great. None of these things are bad. These are all good things, right? Except for when they are combined into something that blows his mind. Can I tell a Bob story? Is it okay if I tell a Bob story really quickly?
Yeah, Bob story sounds
okay,
good.
Okay, so thanks, Jay. So do I have anything else that I need to do right here? So Jay... It likes to hear the Bob stories, but Jay is also getting suggestions from Bob. For instance, last week when we had our video date in which we baked, what did you say to me? Not only did you say that's a good idea, you said what? Jay, don't look at me like that.
This is a great idea, and I wanted to know how it went.
Yeah, no, not that. You said, I'm going to remember that and do it myself.
Oh, of course, yeah. That was a great idea by Bob. It was a good, amazing date idea.
He's going to steal it. That's what Jay said.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, fast forward another week, Bob is offered another suggestion that Jay is also stealing. Jay is, he would like to be Bob, but There's only one Bob, so sorry about that.
Hey, this one is not a date night one. It could be, but this one I'm going to use on my own.
It's going to be a date night. It's just that it doesn't have to be a date night. Just like baking doesn't have to be date night, but that's what he suggested. Thank God Bob is sleeping. I'm giving him way too much credit for this stuff. So he doesn't need to have his ego pumped up anymore. So Bob and I are talking about our next visit, which will come up not that long down the road, thankfully. Actually, it's too far. But since Bob and I are long distance, we're talking about our next visit, and we're going to watch Star Wars. His idea, I love Star Wars. He knows I love Star Wars. How about that? He's offering to watch Star Wars with me as a show of, hey, I want to do things that you want to do, right?
Okay. Right.
Good, great. So I said, can we have movie theater butter popcorn? And Bob's great idea is actually, I like to run down to the movie theater down the street and get the popcorn there and take it back to my house because it's perfect. It's movie theater popcorn. And then you don't have to make it. You don't have to worry about it. You just get a gigantic vat of movie theater popcorn and bring it back to your house and you're all set. And Jay about died. It took 5 minutes before we could talk about anything else.
How could you think about anything else after hearing a piece of information like that?
Brilliant.
What a revelation.
Jay called it brilliant.
It was brilliant.
It was
brilliant. It's never crossed my mind that I can go to the movie theater,
just buy popcorn.
I don't have to watch their movies. Like, they sell popcorn. I can just go get it and then watch the movie at home that I want to watch.
The popcorn home. Now, the only thing is it's got to be quick because the popcorn could get cold, and I don't like cold popcorn. Cold popcorn is not as good as hot popcorn right out of the machine. So, yes, I think it's a brilliant idea, but he'd have to break a few traffic laws or hit all the lights right. It's not right next door. So that's the only thing. If you can do that, if you can get home within, say, 2 minutes, because wouldn't you think that it takes about 2 minutes, get the popcorn, put the extra butter on it from the machine. It's so, like, gross, too, but it's like liquid butter. Salt it up. Get your napkins, grab your soda, make your way to your theater. So whatever number theater you're in, by the time you sit in your seats, it's probably been 2 to 3 minutes.
About.
So as long as the popcorn gets back to the house in 2 or 3 minutes, I might as well be in the theater. But it's cheaper, meaning you don't have to pay for $25 for a ticket to a movie. And then you're in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, and also there's just times where there's nothing I want to see in the movie theater. But I can still enjoy the movie theater popcorn, which I'd never, ever put that together, that I can just go there and buy popcorn.
I'm just telling you, these two things make Bob a keeper. Number one,
oh, yes.
Creative dates over video. Number two, movie theater popcorn. For Star Wars, his suggestion. I can't let this guy go.
Green flags. Like I said, but I'll say it again.
No, stop with the flags. The last time we talked about flags, it took us down a different path, and I got a phone call about the flags, okay? So no more flags. We're not talking about flags. Oh, we were using the NASCAR green-white checker analogy, and it led me down the wrong path, and Bob wanted to talk about flags. Anyway, so yes, keeper. I don't need to hear anything else. We get to watch Star Wars. We get to have movie theater popcorn, and he comes up with great date ideas. What else is there, really?
And just knowing Bob, like I do now, he's going to get the tub.
Manny! Okay, first of all, Jay doesn't actually know Bob, though now they're BFFs.
Never met him.
They say hello back and forth through me. Tell Bob I said hi. Tell Jay I said hi. So they're now buds. But he meant a tub of popcorn, Dodo. Get your mind out of the tub. He meant a tub of popcorn.
What do you have thought I meant?
I don't know, but did you hear his reaction? His reaction was, excuse me? Yeah, no, we're talking about the tub of popcorn, Manny. Oh, dear. You're going to have to get with it if you're going to work on the show. You're going to have to be quick here. Be quick. Brilliant idea. It's a brilliant idea. Jay couldn't stop talking about it for a good 5 minutes.
I'm telling you, I'm like doing this, like moving forward in my life. This isn't like I'm going to forget about it. This is life-changing
piece
of information. It's a life hack.
It's a life hack.
It is a life hack.
Do you know that's the first time in my entire life I've ever used the term life hack? I did it. I did it. And it wasn't awkward, and it wasn't embarrassing, and it wasn't uncool. I actually just used the term life hack in a very real and applicable manner. And the fact that I'm now still talking about it means I'm very uncool, but it doesn't matter. I managed to do it. And it was the flow of conversation.
Seamless life hack. It was good.
Are you impressed?
A little bit. Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't know how that came out of my brain or out of my mouth. I'm telling you, on this Friday, going into vacation, I don't think I've ever done a better radio show. Oh, dear God. Please don't tell anyone that. I can't even say it. I can't even take myself seriously. That's how quickly it blows up in my face. All right. Anybody want to talk about sports? Get like head shaking at me. Oh, I said a life hack on the air and I did it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I don't know what we're doing next here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. We welcome all kinds here on After Hours.
Lewis, who's in South Carolina, you're up next on After Hours.
Amy.
Yes.
You know, I'm a Clemson Tiger calling from South Kakalaki. I got to tell you, y'all had me cracking up. I want to have some of that stuff y'all were drinking while y'all doing. I got one more real quick thing, please.
Wait, there's no way you could possibly top that.
This is a lyric from Eddie Money. I think I'm in love and my life's looking up. I think I'm in love because I can't get enough. I'm in love with your show. I'm in love with you, Amy.
Aw, well, that's very sweet, Lewis.
I'm a pilot. I got a plane. I'll be there in about an hour.
You are one hell of a man.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
If the Grand Canyon qualifies as paradise, and I will decide in a week's time, if the Grand Canyon qualifies as paradise, yes, in fact, I do have two tickets to paradise. This time next week, you guys, maybe that's why I'm so giddy, because I'm going into a vacation week. I've got family coming to town this weekend, and this time next week, Grand Canyon bound. Now, we'll see, because... Well, there's a time change, obviously, so I probably won't quite be awake Grand Canyon bound. I'm going with a friend of mine who happens to be in her late 20s. She's been to the Grand Canyon. She's never hiked the Grand Canyon. Her family wouldn't do it, so she's all in on hiking the Grand Canyon, which is what we're going to do. I'm hoping we do the 5 miles down, the 5 miles back up. It is a lot. 5 miles down, five back up. 10 miles is not a terrible hike. I can do that. In fact, I'm in training to run a half marathon in exactly 4 weeks, so I can do that. But I don't want her to hate me at the end of this hike. So if she decides we can't go any farther down in the canyon, the most important thing is to be in the canyon, is to see it and to get there early so that we can beat kind of the rush of people that hike the first couple miles. So yeah, two tickets to paradise, and I can't believe it's here. We made these plans months ago. And it's finally here. This is a bucket list item that I've had for as long as I can remember, and I've never been, so I'm really excited about that. It could explain the giddiness. That, the popcorn with the movie theater butter, the soda, the fudge brownie M&Ms. It could be that stuff too. So far, the jelly beans have remained safely in the locker, but you never know. They could get out of the locker as well. This is the problem when Jay has help in the control room, which he does right now. Manny's been working with us the last couple of days. The problem is Jay's got too much downtime in there, and he's contriving other ways to get snack food into our lives. He's the
plotting.
He's the candy monster. Although, come to find out, Manny is also a candy monster, so I can't get away from you guys. I hope none of your teeth fall out by the time you're 40.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
Oh, my gosh. All right. The two of you might be brothers from another mother. I kind of feel like that's what's happening, and they're ganging up on me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're doing fun stuff tonight just because it's goofy, and we're goofy, and that's okay. Eli Manning was a guest on the Pat McAfee show, and he did give some kind of serious answer to what they want with the Manning cast, which I call the Monday Night Mannings. Essentially, they want it to be like, hey, we're hanging out, we're sitting on the couch, we're watching football, And now and then our friends drop by. So that was kind of fun. But I actually appreciated the stories that he tells about how he and Peyton prepare for these broadcasts so differently. The idea, of course, being that they're watching film so that they can be ready for what they see on Monday night.
It's actually fun, you know, breaking down some film. I'll tell Peyton, hey, I'll watch these games. You can watch those and we'll trade notes. And I leave Peyton like a 8-minute voice memo with kind of the notes, what I saw. If you want to watch it, these are like 5 plays that are interesting. Peyton leaves me a 43-minute voice memo with the breakdown of the play. I'm like, Peyton, it'd be faster for me just to watch the film on my own and listen to your voice memo and then have to watch the 27 plays that you think I should go rewatch. So it's like, it's not really the point of the memo. Like, you got to give me the cliff notes. Don't give me the whole plan. And
we're a
like,
team here. We're a team.
We're working through that. We're working through that. I think he started realizing I wasn't listening to the whole thing. And so he, like, in the middle of it, like, minute 27, he'd be like, hey, Eli, the code word is the gravy was good. And, you know, like, anyway, Baltimore is playing a cover two. Like, he'd be like, hey, did you hear anything normal or different on my memo? I'm like, no, everything was great. You really broke down Baltimore.
So mad.
You're not listening to it. You're not listening to my memos. I said the gravy was good, and you would have noticed that. So he busted me.
Even when they're just being brothers, they're total goofs. And as much as I think Peyton is the bee's knees, I mean, he's amazing. He's not only a Hall of Fame quarterback with 2 Super Bowl rings and blah, blah, blah. I mean, we go on and on about that. But he was meticulous about planning and preparation, the consummate professional. I mean, he raised the bar in the NFL at his position. But also, he's fairly intense about the stuff that he does, right? Like, he brings that same preparation and everything else into anything that has to do with football.
Omaha!
He remains relevant because he's Peyton Manning, and he's still, even though he's not playing football, he still attacks every chore and every responsibility and every task in his life, every opportunity, with that same mentality. He's gonna break it down a million ways to Sunday. And so I could just see the two of them. Eli watches a few plays. Hey, Peyton, these are the good ones. Leaves him an 8-minute voicemail. And then he says Peyton responds with 45 minutes, a 45-minute voice memo. And he says, it would be easier for me to watch the game than for me to listen to your entire memo. I mean, the two of them, you know, think about if you have siblings, how you are with your siblings. I think eventually my brother and I would get to that place where, even though we're on national TV, we're acting like we would normally do. I don't trust my brother, but we would be acting like we normally do. It's just that those two have morphed into it so seamlessly. It does not feel contrived at all. And that's the part that I like, even though they've got microphones on. Sometimes you get the perspective of looking at what they're seeing. Multiple TVs, computers, they've got laptops, their system is set up so that they can see every angle. You know, there's cameras everywhere, and yet it still comes across like two brothers being total idiots half the time.
Yeah, it really is. Like, just like this whole production, and it comes off as so casual.
It does.
And so, like, you're just hanging out with them. And that's what Eli was saying. Like, he just wants to come, like, you're on the couch. And that's really what it does feel like. Even though, like you said, there is so much production and, you know, bells and whistles going on at the same time.
You wouldn't know by just, if you're just listening to them and the fact that they play off each other so well. And there's no way they practice this stuff, right? It just happens organically because they're brothers, and this is what they've been doing their whole lives, which I love. All right, so then Eli tells the Pat McAfee show kind of what the experience has been like for the two of them.
I've enjoyed it. I think it keeps me involved in the game of football. I like watching film. I like to, you know, break down, you know, really interesting things and see a cool defense or a cool play that's, you know, you could say it's like, you know, it's not a base play. This is like a very specific play to attack this type of defense and just, you know, kind of be able to point those things out. Just great coaching, great play calling. You know, I get to talk with a lot of the quarterbacks before the games, a couple of the coaches that I know that I've built relationships with over the years. And then, you know, I think we've stayed pretty true to what the original plan was, and we wanted to make it feel like you know, what it would be like to sit on the couch with Peyton and I and watch a football game. And that's still the idea, where we're going to talk some X's and O's. We're going to make fun of each other. And every once in a while, you know, Pat McAfee just pops in the living room. And, you know, we start talking with him, or we start talking to Snoop Dogg. I mean, Snoop always pops in the living room with Peyton and I when we're watching a game. You know, growing up, that was just like the norm.
They're funny. They really are. I enjoy that. And one more thing that I got out of this interview between Eli and Pat and his crew is that Peyton is extremely committed to this not being every Monday for two reasons. Number one, they don't want it to become kind of old shtick and that type of thing. But also, he doesn't want to get burnt out. They don't want to go to the point where it's become a chore for them. They want to keep it fresh. They want to have fun. So they take off holidays and they take off some of the games that maybe are, you know, around the holidays. I think it's a perfect formula. They're going into season three. And as much as I pay so little attention to the football game, so that's the problem. That's the only problem. When you're working in this business, I know Boomer Esiason says the same thing. When you're working in this business and you actually have to watch the game and you start watching the Mannings, you get distracted because of everything they're doing and what's going on and how funny they are, how they make fun of each other. But I find myself watching them and not watching the game. And so my deal is at halftime, I turn it off. And I'll tape the second half of the Mannings, but at halftime, I have to turn it off. There's no way that I can continue to watch them because I would have zero clue what happened in the game. But as it turned out last year, especially so earlier in the season, weren't there some putrid Monday Night Football games? And so it didn't matter. It seemed like the AFC West was on Monday Night Football every week and Thursday Night Football every single week. And so because of that, there were some really bad games in which it almost didn't matter, or maybe not the whole game, but at least the first halves, which is what I watched. They were just such terrible first halves that it didn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule here trying to remember. I remember the week one, we had the Denver-Seattle one, which was, yes, everyone remembers that one.
Although Seattle got the last laugh, so.
There was a Chicago at New England, which that was week seven, which I don't remember as well. That one probably wasn't a great game, just basing off of Chicago's year.
I love that you're guessing. Either way, there were some pretty bad first halves. I remember the two guys kind of being frustrated about, well, this is awful. And yet it's such great entertainment. They're never at a loss for words, which I appreciate. All right, so fun stuff on this, what is now a football fodder for your football brain. It's a football Friday of sorts. We'll do a little baseball, get back to golf at the top. It's definitely going to be another one of those warm days. There is rain in the forecast for Augusta National on Friday, but the temperatures take a drastic turn on Saturday when the high is supposed to be 50. The guys were sweating through their shirts yesterday, but coming up on Saturday, which is moving day after they make the cut, the high is supposed to be 50 with driving rain, 96% chance of rain. So it's going to be rough in different conditions over the weekend. But for now, it feels like a sauna. So you're going to have to be able to adjust to all those conditions. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I love how many of your tweets I'm getting now that pertain to snacks on the show, because we take our snacks very seriously on the show. We've got movie theater butter, popcorn, not just the butter. Movie theater butter, popcorn. I mean, that if you're one of those people that ever got lobster in a restaurant and they give you the cups of butter, that's all it is. It's melted butter. That's kind of what comes out of the machine at the movie theater, right? When you go for extra butter. Why are you laughing?
I'm just imagining like bringing a lobster to the movie theater smothering it in with that machine. That's disgusting.
We've lost it on this show. I would tell you, there's nothing valid on this show about sports, really, except it's highly entertaining.
Oh, sir, you want a small or a large? No, thanks. I got my lobster.
I brought my pet lobster, if you don't mind. Movie theater butter popcorn, fudge brownie M&Ms. That's all Jay. Soda, that's me. I brought the soda. It's it's one of those nights where we're eating like kings or poppers, but we're really enjoying it. So Twitter or Facebook, good to hear from you. Oh, we are going to get to, by the way, some of your kookier responses to the clickbait question, because I didn't get to them last night. You guys crack me up. You're willing to admit some of the clickbait that you will find impossible to resist on the internet. That's the part that I found so humorous is that you admit it. You admit. I mean, I admit I'd watched one. I'd opened up one too many Gisele Bundchen stories, and now I'm inundated by them. It's not even really Tom Brady anymore. Now it's just Gisele, and I can't make them stop. Stop it. Please leave me alone. You have far bigger problems.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rosario ready to run on contact. 2-2 pitch. And there's a bullet out to center field. Down for a base hit. Here comes Eddie. Here comes the throw. Play at the plate. Braves win it! A walk-off base hit for Orlando Arcia. And the Braves take game one over the Padres. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Nothing like early season baseball, early season walk-offs. That's the call on the Braves Radio Network. A cool 20 hits between the Padres and the Braves. 13 runs scored. At least it was competitive, and at least it went fast. I actually have to ask this question. I don't know if anyone out there that's listening has been to a baseball game in person, but we were talking to a colleague of ours who was sharing what has become a new problem if you go to a game. We'll experience this. Jay and I are actually... Jay, did we figure out who won and lost the bracket challenge? It's time. You need to figure it out. Stop stalling and figure out who won.
I know. I finished 264th, I believe. And there's like, you know, we had thousands of contestants. Yes. So I have to scroll through to see where you finished. But
I'm sure that you finished higher than me. That's pretty high, considering that neither one of us had anybody in the Final Four.
I think I might have, but I have to
confirm.
Yes,
you did. Okay. Well, it's time because we got to make a plan. Jay and I bet a baseball game because we enjoy going to baseball games. I think I enjoy them more when they're 3 hours instead of when they're 2 hours, but whatever. So our wager this year was a baseball game. We both like going to Citi Field. Not only I'm not a Mets fan. Oh, but I'm going to get to pick the game, right? So I get to see a team that I want to see. Okay. So I'm not a Mets fan, but I love Citi Field. I love where it is. I love the setting. It's right near the U.S. Open, and it's just a really pretty park that's around there. It's a great setting. So I really enjoy going to Citi Field. Plus, Shake Shack is in the outfielder. That's what I got to say. Shake Shack is back there, and we have to go to Shake Shack. And so that's where we're going. That's our wager. A problem that was posed to us by a colleague, though, who just went to Yankee Stadium, is that you do not have time to stand in line in concessions. You miss two innings if you're standing in line in concessions because the concessions move slowly, especially when there are long lines. Say it's a sellout, and with the pitch clock and the game's moving so much quicker, let's say you're trying to get out there for last call, which, what, seventh inning, something like that, and you stand in line. You could miss the fifth and the sixth, barely get your drink by the seventh, and then by the time you get back to your seat, it's already the eighth, bottom of the eighth. Apparently, it's creating quite a problem because people are leaving their seats thinking, oh, yeah, I've got plenty of time. I've got in-between inning. I don't care if I miss the half inning. You know how it was the last time we went? Well, we went to Fenway Park last summer, and Yes. I swear I thought you got lost. You were gone for an entire inning and a half. I didn't know what happened to you.
That was the one. The Fenway one was where I was waiting forever on that one line. And then I was trying to buy a beer and a hot dog, but I couldn't buy those two same place for some reason. So I had to wait on another line, which took forever.
I thought he got lost. I thought something happened and he'd been
just strolling down on Lansdowne,
taken to the slammer, or he had accidentally left the stadium and couldn't get back in. I had no idea where he had gone, but he was removed from his seat forever. And so my friend and I just went on our merry way and did our thing, but we thought we lost him for a second there.
I'll be all right. I was fine. But going
back, now, think about it. If you're in that line for as long as you were, you're going to miss three innings.
Yeah, and going back to the Shake Shack, like you were saying, at Citi Field with the Mets, if that line used to take, three innings, four innings before, like these new
rule
changes?
Well, that's why you go pregame. I don't go during the game because you never get your stuff.
But if you're going to go wait on that line for Shake Shack with these new rules and the pitch clock, you're honestly not going to see the game. Right. You're going to be there for at least four innings. Not kidding.
I know there are people out there who have gone to games already. Home openers are still taking place. We've had a couple suspended or postponed. If you've been to a game and this is an issue, I would love to hear from you because we're hearing from a colleague who is very passionate about the fact that you can no longer leave your seats for anything really other than the bathroom. Because if you stand in a line anytime during the game, you're going to miss two, potentially three innings if the lines are long.
Baseball sometimes sucks.
Which would mean it's a sellout. I mean, it's pretty standard for stadiums with a sellout. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We do love the walk-offs, which is why we give you that little tidbit there from the Braves Radio Network. Their former teammate, Freddie Freeman, boom, goes yard for the Dodgers. And I don't know. I'm thinking that the reports of the Dodgers' demise have been greatly exaggerated. Either that or greatly accelerated, because I'm pretty sure that we were led to believe that the Dodgers were going to be the, well, one of the teams that regressed in 2023. I know it's early, but one of the teams that regressed and probably not as good as the rest of the NL West. And yet, oh, look, there they are. Yeah, wake me when the Dodgers have actually started to tank. I know they're pitching wasn't supposed to be as good, but they've started out 5-2. They've won their last three in a row. It all looks the same to me so far in the NL West. Not a whole lot has changed. They're the only team that's above 500. And, oh, you know what? We were talking about iconic voices, and it's not that I don't care about this highlight, but I more care about the fact that here's one of my favorite iconic, recognizable voices in sports. Never mind. It's my voice. I'm the one that's the most iconic and recognizable voice in sports. The two dudes on the other side of the double pane glass, they have no idea what's happening. You should see them right now trying to find the cut that they told me was in our system that's not actually in our system. So strike that from the record. It's me. That was a roundabout way of fooling you to say it's me. I'm the iconic voice. I'm just going to keep talking. It's live radio. Anything can and will happen. Actually, I told you I'd do this before the top of the hour, and I'm going to run down this rabbit hole because it's really funny. We were asking you on the last edition of the show about the clickbait that you cannot resist. So online clickbait that is impossible for you to resist. And of course, we got all kinds of answers. It's amazing. So I want to read some of my favorites from Facebook and Twitter because you guys, I'm really impressed that you actually would admit some of these things. Okay, many of you say funny animal videos. I agree with that. A lot of you say recipes. A lot of awesome female listeners that we have to the show, they know how much I love to cook. And so Joanna and others saying recipes. How about this one from Mike? Video of truck crashes. I'm a trucker. I feel bad for everybody involved in the crash, but I just can't stop watching. Wow. It's a bit of a glutton for punishment, but also the fact that you admit you're a trucker and you think these are funny. He puts a tee-hee in there, which is kind of interesting. Let's see. Joan, this is not funny, but animal rescue videos from precarious and life-threatening situations. Heavens, that would make me nervous. But I think those are also ones that are worthy clickbait. Connie says magic ingredients for the garden. Now, when she said that, I thought, is that a code term for drugs? Magic ingredients for the garden. I was thinking, am I missing something here? Do I not magic ingredients as in this is my magic garden? I'm not sure these days what you can grow.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, this one's disgusting, and I almost don't want to read it out loud, but I have a girlfriend who loves this, so I'm just going to tell you. I would never. She tried to show me some once, and I said, get that away from me. Have you guys ever heard of pimple popping videos?
Hell no.
Oh, I have, yes.
Have you watched them?
I do not partake, but I know exactly what they are.
My girlfriend enjoys them.
No! Gross! Hell no. That's clickbait? Pimple popping videos? They're so disgusting. I refuse. I refuse to watch them.
The thumbnails are disgusting, so I don't see how that's baby.
I know. No, I can't. No. A bunch of you actually have tried to kiss our butts and tell us that anything to do with After Hours with Amy Lawrence is clickbait. Manny just sighed and rolled his eyes. He doesn't believe you for a second. Okay, here's another one of my favorites. Prince Harry. The guy is a train wreck. This is a man, Doug, on our Facebook page is admitting his clickbait is Prince Harry.
That's actually a really good one. See, I don't care at all about the royal family, but so many people do for whatever reason, and anything to do with them is a popular clickbait. That's a really good answer.
Okay, actually. I like that one. Chad says celebrity feuds. This is, again, a man admitting that his clickbait online is celebrity feuds. Here might be one of my favorites. Mike says anything Nick Saban. Hold on. Here's the kicker. He spells it S-A-B-I-N. Anything Nick Saban. So I think he's lying, because if you click on headlines that are about Nick Saban, wouldn't you know how to spell his last name?
I guess he meant Nick Saban. I don't know.
Brian says any kind of video of sharks swimming close to shore or close encounters with sharks.
Gosh. You know,
those are good ones. I like that. La Jimian. Anything about the Dallas Cowboys and the royal family.
Yeah, of course, because those intertwine. Yeah.
Those two things definitely go together. Joe Therese says recipes using chocolate, which I love. Let's see. Cute, fluffy animals. That's a man who says that. I love that he can admit that. Kemi says, see how they've changed. You know those videos about former celebrities? See where they are now. See how they've changed. You won't believe how much weight they've put on or how much hair they've lost or that kind of thing, which I think is really funny. Let's see, another one. Oh, this one's great. Phyllis says, anything about bald eagles? I watch several cams that are set up to watch bald eagles, and I know where the nests are near me in Southeast Michigan. Okay, tell me if this is like something cool that I don't understand. Nathan says, hymns.
Like H-Y-M?
No. H-I-M-S. What does that mean? Manny, is it something you can't say on the radio?
Let's just say it's a male's little helper.
Okay, I don't want to know. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.